What can we do, Dr. Weasel, assuming assassination's off the table?
Look, Avik, I swore off that kind of wet work after that Ides of March incident. Which means we'll have to fall back on logic and reason to persuade my namesake to knock off his dangerous science experimentation.
You're going to use logic and reason to persuade an academic to drop their pet project? Ha! Mr. British with that doctor.
I confess I'm not overly hopeful, but maybe this other Weasel's a reasonable fellow.
Reasonable? I'll give you my reasonable foot right up your unreasonable ass! So nice to see you again, Dr. Weasel. Did you get your jacket clean already? No, and it's the least of my issues. Who are you two? Because the Dean assures me you're no student intern.
I don't suppose this Dean is around for a sensible conversation? No, that would be too easy. Look, Dr. Weasel, myself and the Goose here are agents of a higher power, and we're here to ask you to, you know, knock off all the science stuff, if you'll be a good chap. Please?
Higher power? Ha! You got the ID to back that ridiculous claim up?
ID. Right, must be in my other jacket.
That's your only jacket? Oh, sweet Zarkwed. The Time Weasels didn't give us any ID.
Shockingly, they rather failed to furnish you with any decent cover as well, Advik.
They really are the most appalling shower, Dr. Weasel.
One seriously unstable time machine, two incompetent undercover Time Weasel agents, and literally trillions of sentient beings in mortal peril. It's a recipe for total disaster. So, is there anything Advik Goose and Dr. Weasel can do to stave off Galactic Armageddon? And also uncover the truth about the other Dr. Weasel. In Dr. Weasel and the Enemy of the University, Part 4.
Did you just call him Dr. Weasel? Wait. You're not one of my sister's kitlings, are you? I thought you said your name was Dieter Stoat.
Oh, Grablox. look, it's the Goodyear blimp.
Oh, there's an utterly ineffective reference that's a million light years out of context, Doctor.
Look, I never claimed I was any good at espionage. I'm just the flipping Time Weasel's fall ermine, whenever they don't want to get their soft, pretty paws dirty.
Time Weasels? Avik Goose? Now hang on a minute. Doctor, the other Dr. Weasel. Look at, is this retrograde chronal amnesia thing you were talking about? I think he's remembering. Perhaps recalling when he was you.
From when I was him? But if you're Dr. Weasel, and so am I. No, this makes no sense, no.
Wait, I caused all this time chaos? Or at least I will, once I get to this part of my timeline?
It's the only credible explanation. One day in a future incarnation, you get stuck here on Quadria, and I don't know, get a bump on the head and forget a lot about who you are.
Not a bit cliche, but plausible. Maybe I'll remember enough to try building a working primitive Weasdis. And where better to do it than at an advanced university?
And because you've lost some of your memory, or perhaps because the technology isn't advanced enough here, you create a dangerously imperfect version.
Which causes a massive space-time disruption and wipes out a large chunk of this galaxy. Great! The Time Weasels want me to change my own future.
Gentlemen, might I interject for a moment?
Sure, it'll make a change from listening to the Goose's babblings.
I must say, some of what you've described must hold true. I may have suffered a serious injury when I arrived in Quadria. I might perhaps even have been in an unstable post-regenerative stupor. Post-regenerative stupor? Is that actually a thing, Doctor?
Yeah, my people can tend to go a bit loopy after we regenerate our bodies. But normally our Weasdises and our companions help stabilise us, our bodies, our memories, and our personalities.
The thing is, Doctor, my Weasdis was destroyed when I landed here. I don't clearly remember the details or the cause. Although, does the name Derek mean anything to you?
Derek? I can't say that it does.
Right. So we are out of timeline sync then. Ha ha ha! That's a turn up. Any road. When I landed here, I must have clutched at fragments from my own past and ended up, somewhat ironically, calling myself by your name in error. Don't look so shocked. This is as much a surprise to me as it is to you.
Ah, Weasel. I called security and they'll be here in a few minutes to take care of those interlopers. Can't have anything interfering with your time lens project.
Dean, I can deal with this. I don't need your lesser evolved nose poking into matters which don't concern you and you wouldn't understand anyway.
The Dean? Ah, finally someone I can have a sensible conversation with. Look, myself and the goose here...
Hello?
...have been sent to stop this fellow's time lens project because it'll have catastrophic repercussions for your entire planet.
If not, much, much further.
I don't know who you think you are, challenging the credentials of my senior research staff. I personally approve Dr. Weasel's appointment. Although, funnily, I can't recall actually signing anything. It was so clear a moment ago until I thought about it. Look, it'd be best if we all went to security and talked things through.
I wouldn't worry, Dean. There's a lot of amnesia going around these parts.
Dean, I think it would be best for everyone if you'd shut your yap.
How dare you speak to me like that? After all the patronage I've personally approved for you, after we spoke that time, thinking about it, why did I approve all the funding for someone whose credentials I never verified?
Oh, and I thought I'd regenerated past that particular martial part of my existence.
Oh, Doctor! There's a Doctor with Hazel! He's compressed the Dean into that tiny red sticky ball! Do you think she'll be okay?
No, Avic. She's pretty much squished. By a technology which is far beyond anything I've seen, and I certainly not of Quadria. Are you a time weasel? You're some renegade I've never heard of.
Oh, my dear Dr. Weasel. This must be earlier in your life cycle than I first thought. What body are you in currently? Third? Fourth?
I'll have you know, this is my spiffy first incarnation, and... Oh. Grablocks.
So, we have ascertained he is a time weasel. That's spiffing. Your lot can scoop him up without worrying about violating that non-interference with lower civilizations malarkey.
I could, if he hadn't directed that null time bubble around the room a few moments ago. It won't last though, you fiend. And then you'll face sweet time weasel justice.
It'll last long enough for us to finish our chat, Doctor. I thought today couldn't get any better. I was finally getting off this dump and back into the stars, and then my old foe delivers himself right to my doorstep. I must thank the Time Weasel for their incompetence the next time I'm on Galloway.
But, Mr. Not Dr. Weasel, we've told you, if you use this primitive time-scopey lens thing, the effects will be cataclysmic for this city, the university students, heck, even the planet itself.
Avic, I've worked it out. I know who this is, and believe me, he's not the enemy of the university, or even Quadria.
Elegantly put, old foe. I've always thought of myself as the enemy of the universe. It has a nice feel, and after a dozen lives and millions of worlds, I've more than earned the title.
No, look, I'm sorry, I'm totally confused.
Nothing new there, then.
Who is he, Doctor? The only other time we've met out here was the Ratster, and he looked like a big, black, well, rat. Spoke with an oddly fake American accent, too.
Advek, this is the Ratster, my archest of foes. We time weasels don't keep the same appearance from body to body. He's clearly a later model than we've met before.
Well, some keep the same shape, but only the more boring ones. Well, my old foe. Tempting though it is to use the organic constrictor eradicator on you as well. The risk to disrupting my own timeline will be too high. But I think I can do away with your querulous goose companion without causing too many repercussions.
Doctor, I don't want to die. Again? Not this soon anyway.
If you want to kill Avic, and it pains me to say this, you'll have to kill me to get to him.
Really? You're going to stand there and shield him with your body?
Dr. Weasel, I think I liked you more once you stopped caring about your companion's safety quite so much. But, as we seem to be at an impasse, I think I'll just take my leave now.
But you've no power! That Weasdisc console is as much use to you as a subscription to Coffee Pod Monthly would be for me.
Not enough to fully activate it, but with two Time Weasels out of temporal phase in the same room, there's more than enough residual artronic energy for a small hop. Dozen light years and a couple of centuries, maybe. Enough to be far away from you and the Time Weasels. See you earlier, Doctor.
That didn't look like a teleportation, Doctor. It was like he was torn into a billion pieces.
Yappas. He was always a moron when it came to null-time artronic energy interfaces. He scattered himself across Quadria's entire space-time. Not even regenerating could save him. Now, if I just... Sorted. Right, Avik, all that's left is to destroy his time-scope teleporter thingy, and then head back to Wheezy's for tea and victory crumpets.
Doctor, I'll fetch a lump hammer in a moment, but first... What did the Ratster mean by companions? Plural.
Well, I guess at some point we get some more co-travellers. Plenty of room for them in the Weasdis, I say.
Do you think he meant consecutively or concurrently?
Well, I guess we'll find out. In due time.
With the threat to the universe and Quadria averted, Dr. Weasel and Avik can return to their adventures across the cosmos. But as a big chill falls across the sky, what it lies ahead for the intrepid pair? Discover the answer in the action-packed all-star two-part Dr. Weasel Christmas special.
Dr. Weasel is a Weasel Tele Audio Enterprises production featuring Randolph Weasel as Dr. Weasel, Covington Goose, Avic Goose, Nathaniel Badgington as the other Dr. Weasel, and Joe Scott Darrow as Dean Crustington.